Hello, I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. Am I speaking with Cynthia Deaton?
This is she.
Good evening. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, we know it's still a ways off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will definitely vote.
Thank you very much. And what is your age?
61.
Thank you. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian, black or African-American, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed, including Hispanic or Latino, mixed, not including Hispanic or Latino, or other?
White.
Thank you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat, I guess.
And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Not a very strong Democrat.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp-Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
What were the options on that question? I'm sorry.
Yes. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Is there an NA on that one?
We do have a scale. We have strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
And do you somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. The options are protecting and strengthening the Social Security and Medicare, climate change and protecting the environment, fighting inflation and lowering costs, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, growing the economy and creating jobs, reducing crime and gun violence, improving K-12 education, combating threats to our democracy, border security, or protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
Protecting abortion and reproductive rights. And what were the first two again, please?
The first two were protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, and climate change and protecting the environment.
Climate change and protecting the environment.
Thank you very much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Joe Kent.
20.
The next one is Bob Ferguson.
I've not heard of him.
The next one is Donald Trump.
0.
Marie Glusenkamper. The next one is Rave Reichert.
What's the name again?
Dave Reichert.
Haven't heard of him.
The next one is Joe Biden.
80.
Republicans in Congress.
0.
Democrats in Congress.
60.
Thank you very much. Just to make sure that I got that right, was it 60 or 50? 60?
60.
60. Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glusenkamp Perez?
Marie Glusenkamp Perez.
Thank you. And even though you're not supporting Joe Kent right now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Kent? A small chance? A very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support him?
No chance.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please let me know how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it is important somewhat, and a 10 if you think it is extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is a small business owner.
1.
Someone who shares your values.
8.
Someone who will fight to protect our democracy.
8.
An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties.
4.
The next one is a fighter for the middle class.
9.
A working mom who understands the needs of families.
5.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Glusenkamp Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp Perez for Congress. The 5 means that it's somewhat a convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reasons to support her for Congress. You may use any number from between 0 and 10. The first one is, Marie Glusenkamp Perez is taking on big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't have a dime for the pharmaceutical from the pharmaceutical industry.
7.
Thank you. The next one is, Marie Glusenkamp Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trade and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small producers.
4.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is Paris Gluzin-Camp-Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed.
Six.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Gluzin-Camp-Perez?
Marie Gluzin-Camp-Perez.
Thank you. And wrapping up this survey, and now I'm going to read you some doubts and concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you serious doubts and about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, 5 means it gives you some doubts, and 0 means that it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. Once again, you may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, we can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's the plan that would benefit Wall Street. And he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs, but would lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies.
Eight.
Thank you. And the last one for this session is Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban would force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent would destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering.
Ten.
Thank you very much. After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Less.
And is that much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much.
Thank you. Now, given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most important, is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
Is that of the things you have said?
Yes, given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most important convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
He wants to ban abortion.
He wants to ban abortion. Thank you very much. Now, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A bachelor's degree.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you very much. And how often do you attend church or religious services twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Never.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and your participation. Have a wonderful day now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.